today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Hey, Jim, have I ever mentioned one of my favorite records of the decade, Vampire Weekend's 2013 album Modern Vampires of the City? With its integration of analog and digital sounds, the haunting melodies, and timeless tracks like Hannah Hunt and Unbelievers? And then it went to number 7 on the Australian album chart? The same record that The Guardian critic Alex Petridis said contained arch descriptions of moneyed young wasp lives?
No, Patrick. You never have. Patrick, what are you drinking there?
I got a New Belgium Citradelic Tangerine IPA. It's pretty juicy.
I like that. I had that. You gave me one.
It's good. Yeah, it's a 6%. It's real good. And what do you got there?
This is a Wicked Weed Pernicious IPA.
That's a very, very good beer.
I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, really, really good. I'll tell you, on our old podcast, we went on a road trip, went to Asheville, and at the time I was like, I can't believe Mike Snyder spent $708,000 at Wicked Weed Brewery. Yeah. He spent so much money, they gave him like a free leather jacket.
Yes.
But now I know.
We had to go back and there was like a special loading in of the merchandise into the truck.
To get a hand cart to bring in all the beer he bought.
Yeah, that's right. He's a good man to know. Let me tell you that right there and hang out with. All right. What are we doing this week?
We are spinning tunes from our Best of the Decade 2010s playlist that all our listeners and us and lots of folks contributed to.
I feel like Bob Popick here.
I know, it's
playing
great,
the tunes,
man.
Right?
Just playing them, but you're spinning the wheel. And we're just kind of randomly doing it, but we are going to embed this playlist, you know, right before our articles on this week. And also, you'll have a chance to listen to the whole thing, which I think, Jim, you and I have been doing, just putting it on shuffle. It's been
so much fun.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's so good. So a lot of listeners contributed to this playlist, and so then we're just giving you a random sampling of that. And also, one more thing we should say before we press play and hear more songs today is if you want to get in on the 2019 mixtape, some great songs from 2019.
That's right.
The way to do that is to call 612-440-1984. And tell us about your favorite song or album of 2019.
Please.
Tell us what it is and why, and then we will send you the mixtape.
Yep.
Right?
Sounds like a plan
to
me.
That's cool. All right. I am ready to hear some music. Ooh. Slow Dive.
Yeah.
And this is a comeback story here. So this is an album from 2017 called Slow Dive, and that song is called Star Roving, and it was added to the playlist by Harris King.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a band from sort of the shoegaze era.
Yeah.
That had been dormant for a while and then came back in the 2010s.
That's right. They did. They formed, I think, in the early 90s.
Here's what Harris has to say. He says it's the best song off of their best album. What a return.
Wow.
He says. So there you go.
High praise from Harris.
And a couple of people added songs from this album.
Oh,
he's not the only one.
Oh,
so
that's really interesting.
Definitely,
cool.
If you haven't heard this, check it out. Slow Dive, self-titled, 2017.
For sure.
All right, here we go. Next up.
Yeah. Baby, don't make me spell it out for ya. All of the feelings that I got for ya can't be explained, but I can try for ya. Yeah, baby, don't make me spell it out for ya. You keep on asking me the same questions. Why? And second guessing all my intentions. Should know by the way I use my compression that you got the answers to my confessions. It's like I'm powerful with a little bit of tender and emotional sexual bender. Mess me up, yeah, but no one does it better. There's nothing better. That's just the way you make me feel.
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 So good, so good, so f***ing real. That's just the way you make me feel.
That's just the way you make me feel.
That's just the way you make me feel.
You know I love you, so please don't stop it.
You got me right here in your jean pocket right now. Laying your body on a shag carpet. Ooh. You know I love you, so please don't stop it. It's like I'm
Janelle Monae.
Yeah.
That's from 2018, Dirty Computer. Right. The song is called Make Me Feel. By the way, it only has 72 million streams.
Is that it?
On Spotify. That was added by Mike Snyder.
Mike Snyder. No way, really? Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Who beautiful. Says it, he says, a multimedia innovator, Janelle Monae pays homage to heroes Prince and Janet Jackson on Make Me Feel from her acclaimed 2018 concept album Dirty Computer. So there you go.
Totally, man. The best lift of Kiss by Prince that I can think of, and really well done. I love Janelle
It's a
Monae.
Great song.
Oh, yeah. Totally, man.
It's one of those songs that you really can't get sick of it. It's awesome.
Interestingly enough, one of the artists on the her first album, Arch Android, I believe it is called, that my two older offspring both totally agree on and jam on. There's not a lot of artists like that, actually, where they have the crossover. Because Sadie tends to be a lot more indie rock and a lot more experimental, and MJ tends to like dancey, electronic, pulsey stuff. But right there, they come together on that, artist. Yeah,
That's awesome. Yeah, she's great. All right, next up. Boom. Are you familiar with this band at all?
I am. I know that song.
How do I pronounce their name?
I say it Dive because it used to be called Dive. So
okay.
That's what I say.
It's spelled D-I-I-V.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think in 2020 we should only use Roman numerals. What do you think, Jim?
Okay. Maybe.
Never mind.
It's kind of hard, isn't it? I don't know.
Yeah, it can be. Yeah, sometimes it gets pretty high up there.
But it does feel like we're reverting in a lot of ways. So maybe. Anyway.
I'll tell you Dive. This. Yeah. I don't know a ton about this band. I've heard some of their songs. And this is one of those groups when you go and look a little information up about them, you're like, wow, they have three albums. They have a ton of singles. This is a band where I really need the modern version of your greatest hits. Like, can you put out your best 10 songs on a record and I can get five on each side? Like, I would get that.
Yeah.
Like Steve Miller Band, Greatest Hits, something like that.
This came out in 2016. Yep. The song is called Under the Sun. The album is called Is R.
Likes to play around with the words and sounds.
There you go.
So, yeah.
And that was added by Kevin Goff.
Nice, Kevin.
I was unfamiliar with this band. I didn't really know anything until Kevin added to the playlist, and I love that song.
When I heard that song, I really like it too. And when I heard the song, then I went back and looked up a couple other singles, and I was like, "Oh, I've heard that. You know, that's pretty good too." So, if you guys haven't heard them, definitely go and check them out. There's three albums available from 2012, 16, and 19 right now. So you got three in the decade and a bunch of singles. And if anyone wants to make me a greatest hits compilation of 10 songs,
do that.
Send it to me.
All right, Kevin. Let's see what comes up next on the shuffle. Speaking of 90s earlier, so it was Beck. That was from 2014.
Yes,
the album was Morning Phase. The song is Morning. That was also added by Kevin Goff to the playlist.
Sweet.
And I remember that album because it was one of the few times I've actually watched the Grammys. It caused some controversy when it won Album of the Year over Beyonce.
Yeah, that's
some
right.
people were not happy, including, I think, Kanye West.
Didn't even know who he was.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But I will say Beck handled it graciously by not making a stink and looking as bewildered as Kanye did when he got the award. But, you know, he's an interesting, complex character, Beck. He's been around for
a long
time. That's a whole nother story.
Yeah, that's right.
He's been around for a long time and has changed styles and shifted and done collaboration, but yet is not super flashy, and he came out of the box with like a big hit. And I don't know. What are your thoughts on him?
It is kind of hard to explain. I mean, in some ways, he's kind of Bowie-like he's, you know, every album sounds different in some ways, and
he's achieved a level of success where he can kind of do what he wants.
Yeah, but you see him and you think, especially the way he started off, he seemed like kind of so indie and so like kind of reserved and this kind of weird guy or whatever. But have you ever seen him perform live?
I have.
He's a showman.
Oh, he's
when he
very
gets up
good.
There on stage.
It's really excellent. Yeah. I saw him play once at the Patriot Center, and I remember at one point, all of a sudden, everybody in the band sat down in the middle, and they did a percussion circle for like 5 minutes. They just jammed on percussion. It was really cool.
Yeah. I mean, I think Beck is pretty cool. And this this really is a beautiful record.
It is.
This is one of his quiet records that he does from time to time.
That's right. Yeah. Something you wouldn't really expect to have won a Grammy and just sort of became this really interesting record. Yeah. When you listen to it, it's really good.
It's also kind of perfectly titled to Morning Phase. It feels like a morning record that you would listen to.
Totally.
You know,
shaking off the night before, drinking morning. Some coffee. Yeah, totally.
All right. We got some more time left. Let's see what else comes up.
All right.
That is Beach Slang.
Yeah, man.
The song is called Punks in a Disco Bar. The album was called A Loud Bash of Teenage Feelings. It was from 2016, and that was added by Kevin Clement.
Oh, I thought you did it.
Nope.
No, Kevin Clement. Fantastic, man.
Kevin Clement, who just says that it rocks. That's pretty much what he said. You know, so here's a funny thing about the decade, if I could say. I think the 2010s, one of the more interesting things that has happened is that records could sound really good for cheaper.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, totally,
I think
totally.
A lot of these artists, like Beach Slang, which is, I forget, is it James Alex or Alex James?
James Alex.
Yep. You know, I don't think they have like big budgets to go in a studio and spend weeks working on these records.
No.
I think they get either they get a studio for a limited time, or they do a lot of stuff in, you know, at home or that kind of stuff.
At home, yeah.
But this is a band that gets compared to the Replacements a lot. I think the Replacements would have killed in the 80s to have this kind of production.
Oh, hell yeah.
On their records. Have them sound like this.
Absolutely,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, Westerberg would have even, you know, done better, which is amazing too. And I think a lot of people have learned and also benefited from, you know, do-it-yourself technology.
Right.
You can record yourself, just like I was saying, you know, at one point about my own band. You can record yourself all the time and listen back and figure out how to place mics and just do it every weekend or, you know, all week. And so you're better prepared, like you said, Jim, when you do spend that small amount of money on the studio, go in there and knock it out. You know exactly what you want to do and you do it.
It's really amazing.
Master it, and people have figured out that process as well. So, cool band that they're pretty much contained in this decade, right? Yeah, cool band. They've done some fun stuff.
Totally. Just as an example, when I mentioned the Replacements, they released a single in November called "Tommy in the 80s," which is referencing Tommy Stinson.
Sure,
so there you go. Friend of the show. He's been on our show. So
yes, he has. Nice man.
All right, I want to get some more in here. We got some time, right?
Cool. Yeah, let's do it.
Tell me now if you came sneaking up behind, would you know me, see behind the smile? I can change like colors on a wall, hoping no one else will find what lies beneath it all. Think I have
The Jayhawks.
Yeah.
Another 90s act.
80s.
Well, yeah, they go back to the 80s, but I think they became really popular in the 90s. Yep. But that song is from 2018. It's called Everybody Knows. Yep. The album was Back Roads and Abandoned Motels. It sounds like it could have been on Hollywood Town Hall or Tomorrow the Green Grass or those albums, right? Yep. I mean, it has a very sort of classic sound to it. We've said this before about other artists and other bands. It's like one of those songs you just think, like, that song sounds like it's been around forever.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly. Yeah. And lucky enough to have had Gary Louris appear on our old podcast. Yep. Mike Steiner and I got to talk to him, and you know, he's one of those guys that I think, have you ever met someone, you know, where you're like, wow, this is the coolest person in the entire world just because they've sort of, you know, lived and thought through all these things. But I remember he said something really interesting about his kids that they had sort of caught up to, but then begun to appreciate his music. And I think at some point, I think we talked to him on Paging Mr. Prowse, but this record came out a couple of years later. But he seemed to sort of embrace, like you said, Jim, his older sound and just realize how cool it was, because younger people were telling him it was cool too. And he kind of went back to that. Yeah.
It sounds kind of 70s to
really
me.
It does.
You know?
Beautiful stuff.
This song. I just love this song. I added this song on the thing.
AM Radio, man. Yeah. It's really a great song.
I love it. Yep. All right. All right, let's keep going.
All right.
I want to get a couple more in.
Let's do it.
We took a vow in summertime. Now we find ourselves in late December. I believe that New Year's Eve will be the perfect time for their great surrender, but they don't remember. Anger wants a voice, voices want to sing, sinners harmonize till they can't hear anything. Thought that I was free from all that questioning, but every time a problem ends, another one begins. And the stone walls of harmony all bear witness. Anybody with a word in mind can never forgive the sight of wicked snakes inside a place you thought was dignified. I don't want to live like this.
Vampire Weekend.
Ah, thank the Lord, Jim. We got to talk about Modern Vampires of the City.
Well, this one's off. This one's off Father of the Bride.
I know it is.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, but yeah, you want to go back? Well, let me just say. So this is Harmony Hall, Father of the Bride.
Great
this
song.
This is just from this year.
Yep.
Added by Mike Snyder.
Yeah, nice playlist. Mike. Thank you, man.
He says this suggests Ezra Koenig has evolved and has plenty to say on current events. I love that line too. I don't want to live like this, but I don't want to die.
Yeah, totally. You
know, that kind of sums up human experience. But, but you know, here's another contender for Band of the Decade.
Oh, yeah, totally.
I mean, their debut came out in 2008.
That's right.
But the next three were all of the 2010s.
Yeah, they really were. And you could say that first one is just kind of a cool college rock, frat rock, you know, party record made by some guys that went to a, you know, pretty expensive college up there in the Northeast, New York City. And later they really grew into musicians. And I think on this record, you know, to me, kind of the guy that doesn't quite get enough credit in this band is Rostam Batmanjalic, and he grew up around here, actually, in Reston for a while and Northern Virginia. But, you know, on Contra, and especially on their masterpiece, in my opinion, Modern Vampires of the City from 2014, his production and his influence really meant a lot. And what I think over time I've come to realize is that Vampire Weekend somehow were able to fuse a very forward-thinking pop melodic sensibility with a sound that was very much sort of from the analog era. And that's what they did on Modern Vampires of the City. They recorded these propulsive songs like that that had a lot of changes in keyboards and easily influenced incorporated hip-hop sort of styles and sounds, yet they did it with an, you know, an analog approach on analog tape machines. And that's what I love about Vampire Weekend, I think, when it gets down to it, is that they combine two different eras really, really well. And both those eras hit my sweet spot so much that I'm almost, you know, tempted to distrust it. Like, I shouldn't like this music this much. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
It's so good that you distrust where it comes
from.
That
was my sort of war on drugs.
Exactly. Yeah, like, yeah.
Yeah.
But this, in a way that, wow, it scratches that one part that I just can't quite reach, and I love it every time I hear it. So thank you, Mike. And this record is a fantastic, very long record. I mean, this is a really, really long Vampire Weekend record, but it's great.
And I think it's cool you like this band so much, because I've kind of struggled with them a little bit, in the sense that there's times when I sort of like, they seem kind of precious, they seem kind of twee, whatever, but the songs are so good, you know? I can't help it. They suck me in, man.
I know. And Ezra does some sort of weird cartoon fanzine thing with science fiction and, you know, anime or something. Yeah. You know, it is. They are kind of like that, and yet, you know, they've been coddled by the critics. But, yeah, I still think they're fantastic.
I love it. Okay.
I love them.
So let's do one more random selection.
Sounds good.
And then do you want to pick, make one more selection for the playout, maybe?
Sure.
Since you only got, I think, one of your songs
sounds
good.
I'll choose one of the ones I put on.
Okay, so here's one last random selection, but as we mentioned,
unless it's me, then hey.
Well, that's true. That could happen, right?
Well, the same.
But as we mentioned, go to suburbspod.com and you can see the entire playlist of 145 songs from ourselves and from listeners. Great music from the last decade.
Yep.
All right. I'm gonna hit random shuffle here again. That is X-Hex.
Yes. Beautiful stuff.
All right.
Man.
So this worked out well because that was one of my selections.
Yes,
so we're
going to
finish with these. That is from 2014. Don't Want to Lose. The album was called Rips. X-Hex is Mary Timoney in that band.
That's right.
From DC.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's funny. As I hear that again, remember when we did the episodes this past summer with the classic rock fans and we were trying to turn them on to some new music or whatever?
Yeah.
And one of those was Kevin Spain,
my friend.
Kevin Spain.
Yep.
Maybe this is the band I should have picked for Kevin. I think he would have really liked this a lot.
Yeah. Very driving, very propulsive. Yeah, he might have loved that.
Yeah.
Yeah, very true. Very true.
So they have that kind of, you know, poppy sort of classic rock sound. This whole record, Rips, is just full of like great sort of like guitar pop. Yeah.
Killer.
Really cool stuff.
Totally
so,
great stuff.
So I'm glad. That one came up.
Me too. That's awesome. Now, I will say this, Jim. The one song in spinning this random playlist that I wished I had put on that I hadn't thought of is one you put on.
Okay.
And it's Dimed Out by Titus Andronicus.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That song is so amazing, and I love that song. But you know, when you do this, you could sit here, you know, for hours and hours and hours and put songs on and question yourself. I probably would say, too, the one album, going back and looking at it, that I didn't put anything on. I mean, I didn't spend a ton of time. I threw a bunch on. I didn't want to dominate the playlist. Right. I didn't want to be
that
like
was my
Mike
problem.
Snyder.
Every,
you know.
Every day I was like, oh, but wait, I got to put one more. But I want to give somebody else a chance. Yeah. But no, but this song's so good. But
I know. And I was throwing on a bunch from other decades as well. But, you know, the one album that I didn't put anything on, and I was like, why didn't I put anything on? Because that album meant a lot to me in this decade, was Channel Orange by Frank Ocean. Fell in love with that record. I really did. I think the song Super Rich Kids is one of the greatest works of art of this decade. So.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to pick the playout song, right?
I am.
Okay. So before we do that, let's just say, I don't know, any other thoughts on the decade, just music-wise? I think from a music fan's perspective, it was very, I guess to use a cliche, sort of disruptive, right? I think we saw,
totally,
you know, the pretty much, to a large extent, the collapse of major labels.
I think that's a healthy thing.
They still exist, but they're not dominant like they used to be. One of the things I think you're seeing now is just artists who can just put out music on their own. You
it's
look
great.
At a guy like Chance the Rapper, for example, who put out Coloring Book totally on his own, and it ends up like winning Grammys and being
it's
a number one album
work
and stuff,
of art as well.
You know?
Yeah.
Or somebody new like Billie Eilish, who's out there just like tearing it up. And
great. Courtney Barnett.
Lord, you know, Courtney Barnett. I mean, there's so much incredible music that people are just able to get out there. And then, of course, the downside to that is there's just a sea of music today, and it's like so hard to keep up with or find the stuff anymore. Like, how do you get heard these days? And I think that's what a lot of artists struggle with. Yeah,
totally. And I think people are going to look back and say, this is a really important decade. I mean, I think you had people like Kendrick Lamar that rose to the surface who did a lot. And I think vinyl sales and production is really healthy. I think streaming has become a really healthy thing. I think people are probably paying for music as much as they did. And we were having a conversation off mic about house concerts. I mean, I think the live music scene is even getting healthier than it used to be.
That is true, for sure.
Yeah. And I think people are willing to buy merch and spend money to support artists because they've kind of learned about the crash of record labels and streaming and all that stuff. I think it's in a pretty good place. So I think a lot of people that are dominating this stuff, i.e. Spotify and iTunes and Apple and some of these big artists, know what the fans want much more than they have in a long time. So I think that's good.
Very good. I think so. It'll be exciting to see where this all goes.
Yeah. And you and I have been podcasting for now 4 decades.
Amazing, isn't it?
It really is. Every day.
You know, we've been, we started back in black and white.
That's right.
You know, it's amazing. Okay, if anyone would like to comment on music from the 2010s, we would love to hear your thoughts. You know, maybe some of these big picture thoughts too. That'd be pretty cool.
I love those.
Send us comments, email rock@suburbspod.com. Give us a call, leave a message,
612-440-1984.
Or find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all those at Suburbs Pod. Cool. All right. What song would you like to play out with here, Patrick?
Well, Jim, of the ones I added to this playlist, I would love to play the band we just mentioned, Parquet Courts, because I think they need a little something. And I totally fell in love with this song as an OCD person called Dust off of Human Performance, that I think is just an amazing song. And just the rhythmic herky-jerkiness of this really categorizes the appeal of Parquet Courts.
This could be my favorite band of the 2010s. First album came out, the first one I got was Light Up Gold, which was from 2013. They had one before that, I want to say 2011 or something
more of
like
an
that.
indie release. Yep.
Right. So they are definitely a band of the 2010s, and I think they've put out like 6 albums.
I know.
Or something.
They've really been working their butts off.
And their stuff is so interesting and
really
just
is.
So engaging.
They listen to all those Wire albums a lot.
Oh, totally. it's really funny because it's like kind of like weird and quirky, but yet not at the same time.
Yeah, it's
like
got soul to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it hits you where you live.
I love Parquet Courts. They are great. It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And we'll talk to you guys next week.
It comes through the window, it comes through the floor, it comes through the roof, and it comes through the door. Dust is everywhere. Sleep.
Remember, Jim, dust is everywhere. So you always got to sweep.